No gnat of trouble can so hold us that the Lord cannot free us. Our afflictions may be numerous and complicated, but prayer can set us free from them all, for the Lord will show himself strong on our behalf. This is a quote coming to you from the Treasury of David. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Increasing in the Knowledge of God. In this message, we will use as our main text, Matthew 6:13, which says, deliver us from evil. Now, before getting into the broadcast, I want to just say a few words here. First of all, this is an unusual message in that it is not just a teaching or the preaching of God's word. It is a word from God to you as the listener. God instructed me that I am to deliver this word to his people. And before doing so, I want to bring forth the scripture, Isaiah 50:2, which says, this is God speaking. Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? These are questions that God is asking you today. Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? In other words, is my hand unable to rescue or deliver you? Is my power less than what it was in the Bible days? Am I unwilling or unable to save you? God wants me to tell you today that he is a deliverer. He is the mighty deliverer. King Nebuchadnezzar said of him in Daniel 3:29, there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. And God wants you to know this today. He wants you to experience it. He wants you as his child to be certain of this fact, that there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. In Matthew 6:13, Jesus instructed us to pray to the Father in this way. And in that prayer, he included the part that said, but deliver us from evil. Notice what he's instructing us to pray. He instructed us to pray to the Father as our mighty deliverer. Deliver us from evil. Father, deliver us from evil. Now, when we look at the Greek in this, these words, deliver us from evil, especially the word evil, it is actually saying, deliver us from the evil, referring to the evil one, Satan. Father, deliver us from the evil one, Satan. Deliver us from his power, his snares, his arts, his temptations. Father, deliver us from the trials which beset us, those heavy and oppressive calamities that come against us from the devil. Deliver us, Father, from all adversity, evil accidents, diseases, evil imaginations, companions, or affections. Deliver us from evil, Father. Deliver us from evil. Now, in this message, we're going to look at five categories of evil, or five points to prove what is the evil we're talking about. Number one, evil enemies or the wicked. Number two, every evil work. Number three, the evil world. Number four, troubles and afflictions. And number five, temptations. Okay, first of all, we're praying, Father, deliver us from evil. And we're talking about, first and foremost, enemies. We have enemies as Christians. In Psalm 18:48, David said, he delivereth me from mine enemies. Notice he's talking about God as the mighty deliverer. He delivereth me from my enemies. He's talking about from the hands of my enemies, from those that rise up against me. Then in Psalm 97:10, Moses said this, he preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Okay, so we have David saying it, Moses saying it, and he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. What he was talking about there was the power and the influence of wicked and unreasonable men. And the way God does that, oftentimes he baffles their designs. He restrains their wrath, or he'll make a way by which his people can escape. Then we go to Jeremiah 15:21, where God is talking to the prophet Jeremiah. And he said, and I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Notice God said here, I will, because he's a mighty deliverer. He told Jeremiah, I will deliver thee out of the hand, out of the power of the wicked, those wicked Jews. And here God is saying to us, he is Lord Jehovah. He will interpose himself to deliver his people. Then we go over to Psalm 37:40. We're still talking about the enemies or the wicked. David said, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Here we see that God said, he shall help them, he shall deliver them, he shall save them. He will do it when his people are in danger or in trouble. He helps them and delivers them. He makes them escape. He rescues them from dangers, from the power of the wicked, from all their attempts to destroy his people, from that which overwhelms them and tries to swallow them up. Then we go over to Psalm 35:17. David is talking. He said, Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. See, here we see that David is referring to the enemies or the wicked as lions because of their fierceness and their savageness as a lion. They're fierce, they're cruel, cunning, strong, angry enemies. And because of their multiplied assaults, devices, snares, and ambushes. And then 2 Timothy 4:17, Paul said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Many commentators believe he was referring to Nero, who was compared to a lion. Okay, so we see here, Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil enemies and the wicked. Then secondly, under that category of evil, we find in the Bible reference to every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18, Paul said, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. He was talking about every evil design of his enemies, the wiles, the assaults, the attempts, the afflictions. But also included in that every evil work, he was talking about in facing death, that he would not shrink back and turn from the right course or become unfaithful to the Lord or unsteady in his faith. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from every evil work. Then the third thing, the present evil world. In Galatians 1:4, Paul said that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And the way he does that is he effects a separation between us and the present evil world. He rescues us from the dominion of the world. And when he's talking about this present evil world, he's talking about the world of bad passions, false opinions, corrupt desires, where God is not loved or obeyed, where men are regardless of right or truth, where they live for themselves and they don't live for God, where sin and death reign. Then going on to number 4, deliver us from evil, Father. The Bible tells us that evil is referring to troubles and afflictions. In Psalm 34:17, David said, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." Notice what it says there. He delivers the righteous out of all their troubles, those troubles that are great in variety and number. Oh, are you getting this message today? Our God is a deliverer. He's the mighty deliverer. Then in Job 36:15, Elihu said, "He delivereth the poor in his affliction." And oftentimes, the way God does that is he supports them under it, or he'll supply them with grace to bear them patiently. He grants them his gracious presence, or he will keep Satan away from disturbing them, or frees them from doubts, fears, and unbelief. Then we go to 2 Timothy 3:11. Paul is speaking here. He said, "Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me." Notice once again, the Lord delivered out of them all. Then Paul was talking about afflictions that were unparalleled in number and severity. Then we go to Psalm 34:19. David speaking, he said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." There we hear it again. The Lord delivereth him out of them all. These evil troubles that come against the righteous, they're many in number, they're heavy in measure, and they're strange in nature. They're grievous, and many and abundant, but God delivers from all of them. The troubles and afflictions deliver us, Father, from evil. And lastly, we see the scriptures referring to evil as temptations. Peter said in 2 Peter 2:9, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations." The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations because he's the mighty deliverer. He's able to deliver his people when they're tempted. He understands the best way in which it is done. He sees a way to do it when we cannot. He's at no loss for means, even when we see no way of escape. Then in closing, Matthew Henry said this, "It is the constant practice of good people when they are in distress to cry unto God, and it is their constant comfort that God hears them." Psalm 34:17 once again says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." What do the righteous do when they find themselves in troubles? I'll tell you what they do. They cry unto God. They cry unto God. And what does God do? The Bible tells us, and the Lord hears them. The Lord hears them, but he just doesn't hear them, and deliver them out of all their troubles. He is the mighty deliverer. Oh, are you seeing that today? God is your deliverer today. Are you in any kind of trouble? Is there trouble all around you? Well, God is the mighty deliverer. Cry unto him, righteous ones. Cry, saints of God. Cry, for God hears you, and he will come and deliver you. But not only that, Psalm 32:7 says that he'll just not deliver you, but he will compass you about with songs of deliverance. He will furnish you with matters of praise. He'll give you occasion to rejoice and praise him after you experience his deliverance, his mighty, mighty deliverance. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Increasing in the Knowledge of God. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will indeed walk in truth today and every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.